A national chain of residential treatment facilities for people with special needs is in the spotlight for dozens of sexual assault allegations. A Philadelphia Inquirer investigation detailed claims over 25 years by children in the care of Devereaux Advanced Behavioral Health. For Keystone Crossroads, Liliana Frankel reports a federal contract Devereaux has to house unaccompanied immigrant children in the Philadelphia suburbs is now facing added scrutiny.
Stephanie McLean and her neighbors in Devon have been fighting against Devereaux for more than a year. Its plan to house unaccompanied immigrant children in a facility in their Chester County neighborhood felt immoral, and they fought it at the zoning board. Then, 2 weeks ago, she saw the uncovered sexual assault allegations.
When we saw this story, I think it was just, you know, an order of magnitude worse than anything that we could have ever imagined that would be going on.
Spurred by the neighbors' advocacy, the township zoning board had already put Devereaux's plans on hold. But there are still big questions. Devereaux can appeal, and it's already opened similar facilities in Colorado, Texas, and Connecticut under a $40 million federal contract. Holly Cooper is the co-director of the Immigrant Law Clinic at UC Davis. She agrees with activists that the proposed facilities are more like jails than shelters.
Safe to say that, like, if you're not free to leave, you're detained, right? Or there's kind of like an impediment to your liberty.
The Wolf administration is conducting a review of Devereaux facilities, which are licensed on the state level. Devereaux says it has, quote, actively reorganized itself and is proactively making internal change. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Liliana Frankel.
Note, Devereaux is a sponsor of WHYY.